Now in Krishna consciousness, we do have association of men and women.
U svesnosti Krishna mi imamo druženje između muškaraca i žena.
But here the concentration is not on the lower parts of the body.
Ali ovdje naglasak nije na nižim delovima tela.
But it is meant to help each other advance on the road to eternal life.
Već i to druženje služi da bi jedni drugima pomogli na putu napredka ka večnom životu.
So you can see how in an ascetic tradition like ours this point is made very clear.
Možete vidjeti kako se u asketskoj tradiciji kao što je naša ova stvar jasno predstavlja.
Now in I really, what I'm doing here is I'm putting everything together. I would have a lot of more things to say on these subjects.
Imam mnogo, imao bih mnogo toga da kažem u vezi s ovim temama, ali sada sve sažimam.
I just realized that you must also come tomorrow.
Upravo sam shvatio da morate sutra doći.
Because I won't be able to touch the subjects I wanted to do today.
Jer neću moći da dodinem sve teme koje sam hteo da obradim danas.
We were lost in the other interesting subjects.
Izgubili smo se u drugim interesantnim temama.
I just want to say that there are that the sadhus give us the path of illumination.
Samo želim reći da nam sadhui daju put prosvjetljenja.
This sign on the nose means the path upwards.
Ovaj znak na nosu znači put naviše.
The path of illumination.
Put prosvjetljenja.
So, as you can see, there are two lines here.
Kao što vidite, postoje dve linije.
One line, has been said, is Vaidhi Bhakti, and the other is Raganuga Bhakti.
Za jednu liniju se kaže da je Vaidhi Bhakti, a za drugu da je Raganuga Bhakti.
Vaidhi Bhakti means to practice Krishna consciousness according to rules and regulations.
Vaidhi Bhakti znači praktikovati svjesnost Krishne prema pravilima i propisima.
This is practiced on the stage where one does not yet have any spontaneous attraction.
To se praktikuje na nivou kada osoba nema nikakvu spontanu privlačnost.
On this stage he will have to have rules.
Na tom nivou mora će da slijedi pravila.
Otherwise his will drag him away from spiritual life.
Inače će njen da odvuče takvu osobu od duhovnog života.
See, for instance, we are here brahmacharis. Well, some of us are brahmacharis. That means students which live in celibacy.
Neki od nas ovdje su brahmacari, što znači učenici koji žive u celibatu.
It is said if you can preserve your semina inside your body, this energy will help you to get extraordinary powers which you of concentration and of intensity which you need for your spiritual life.
Rečeno je da ako neko sačuva seme, da će mu to seme dati energiju koja će mu omogućiti da se omogućiti da ima jako dobru koncentraciju i intenzivnost koje su mu potrebni za duhovni život.
The same holds true in the body of the woman.
Ista stvar važi i za telo žene.
If she lives celibate, that energy which is used in sexuality is used for spiritual life.
Ako živi u celibatu, ta energija koja se troši na seksualnost se koristi u duhovnom životu.
Even biologists today have praised the advantages of celibacy.
Čak i biolozi danas hvale prednosti celibata.
You maintain what is called on the gross platform lecithin.
Na grubom nivou sačuvate lecithin.
Yes. And on the subtle platform it is mental strength.
A na suptilnom nivou mentalnu snagu.
Especially that kind of strength which is necessary for spiritual life.
Posebno tu vrstu snage koja je potrebna za duhovni život.
So we have this rules and regulations, celibacy, which protect us.
Mi imamo ta pravila i propise od kojih je jedan celibat koji nas štite.
When I'm traveling all over the world, this is good to have this rule. Regulation. When you are traveling.
Kad putujete po čitavom svetu, dobro je slediti to pravilo, imati to pravilo.
Devotees are becoming very attractive for people who are on the same wavelength.
Bhakte postaje vrlo privlačni za ljude koji su na istoj talasnoj dužini.
So therefore, it is good to have. It is important to have a principle like this.
Stoga je važno imati takav princip.
So the next put is Raganuga Bhakti.
Sljedeći put je Raganuga Bhakti.
That means spontaneous attraction to Krishna.
To znači spontana privlačnost prema Krishni.
Everything will go very easy when you are on this platform.
Kad ste na tom nivou, sve će ići vrlo lako.
There is a difference between the two.
Postoji razlika između ta dva puta.
Which we can, for which we can cite the following example.
U vezi s tim možemo citirati sljedeći primjer.
When you are just learning how to write.
Kada počinjete da učite kako da pišete.
You always have to remember different rules.
Uvijek morate zapamtiti različita pravila.
In my own writing, learning of writing, the most difficult rule was how you can separate words in German.
Kada sam ja učio da pišem, najteže pravilo koje sam morao da sledim je bilo kako odvojiti reči na u nemačkom.
There are about 5 rules, I believe, or 4 rules. I don't I even now it's automatic for me. Now I don't have to think any longer. But I think 3 rules or that. Anyways, you know what I mean.
Mislim da ima oko tri pravila i sada to radimo automatski, ne moram da razmišljam o tome, ali ima oko tri pravila za pisanje.
Oh, in German there is this one when you say das sometimes it's written with s and then it's written with this funny letter.
Kad kažete das, onda nekad se to napiše sa s, a nekad sa smešnim, onim smešnim slovom. Uči na grčko.
Dobrodošli. There's still lots of place.
Još uvijek ima puno mjesta.
So, I remember I always had to think about these rules when I wrote.
Sjećam se kad sam pisao, morao sam uvijek da razmišljam o tim pravilima.
For one year I was completely in anxiety.
Godinu dana sam bio u velikoj teskobi, ovo pravilo, ono pravilo, ovo pravilo, ono pravilo.
But then after some time everything came spontaneously.
Ali onda nakon nekog vremena je sve je postalo spontano.
This writing as much as you want. This full freedom, sloboda.
Možete pisati sa punom slobodom koliko god hoćete.
So this is when a devotee starts in his spiritual life, he will Hare Krishna, please go in this room there. When a devotee starts in spiritual life,
kad bhakta započne duhovni život,
he has to be concerned of the rules and regulations.
On mora brinuti o pravilima i propisima.
But after some time the rules and regulations will be very he won't think about them.
Ali nakon nekog vremena neće više razmišljati o njima.
It will come automatically.
To će ići automatski.
Now therefore in our Yugoslavian yatra I feel we Yugoslavian country we have the best people to come to Krishna consciousness.
U našoj jugoslavenskoj jatri i u državi Jugoslaviji mislim da imamo najbolje ljude koji mogu doći u svjesnost Krišne.
Yesterday I couldn't sleep the whole night again because I was so enthusiastic after the program.
Sinoć nisam mogao čitavu noć da spavam jer sam bio toliko entuzijastičan nakon programa.
Yeah, I tried to read, then I tried to hear music to put me asleep. Nothing worked.
Pokušao sam da čitam i da slušam muziku da bi se uspavao, ništa nije funkcionisalo.
Finally I ate something because I usually fall asleep when I've eaten something.
Konačno sam nešto pojao jer obično se uspavam kad jedem.
Such nice people.
Takvi divni ljudi.
However, they have to be we have to train ourselves to be more strong in spiritual life, to be able to elevate them and give them what they want when they come to our programs.
Međutim, mi se moramo istrenirati da postanemo čvršći u duhovnom životu, da im možemo dati, da ih uzdignemo na programima i da im možemo dati ono što žele.
Every devotee, especially the young devotee or the friends of Lord Krishna, should have a high interest in these sadhana, these roots of sadhana, which will form the character.
Svaki bhakta, posebno mladi bhakta ili prijatelj Krišne, treba biti zainteresovan za pravila sadhane koje će formirati njegov karakter.
If in the beginning of your spiritual life you become a very strong follower of these rules and regulations, you, when you are getting older in Krishna consciousness, you will reap the fruit of the austerity which you have done in younger days.
Ako na početku vašeg duhovnog života postanete vrlo odlučan sledbenik tih pravila i principa, onda ćete kasnije u starosti ubirati plodove te strogosti koju ste vršili u mladosti.
But if you are in the beginning of your spiritual life a little sloppy with the rules and regulations, there won't be any slobodan for you in, from the influence of material qualities.
Ali ako na početku duhovnog života ste slabi u sledeći pravila i principa, onda se nećete nećete se osloboditi uticaja materijalnih odlika.
Influence, yes, odlika. So this point will be what one can do. I want to explain this tomorrow morning. It will be very interesting for all of you, because I guarantee you will hear things which you have never heard in your life before.
Kako se to može uraditi, želim sutra da objasnim i to će biti za vas vrlo interesantno, jer garantujem da ćete čuti stvari koje nikad ranije niste čuli u životu.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to end here for today, because it's a different subject, it's a new subject which would come now, that will be, as I said. So are there any questions from...
Za danas želimo stati ovdje, jer ćemo sutra preći na drugu temu. Da li ima pitanja?
Yes, I would like to ask.
Yes, please.
About celibacy.
Yes.
So, if we all accept celibacy, how would new babies be born?
Ako svi prihvatimo celibat, kako će se rađati nove bebe?
We should not all accept celibacy.
Ne bi trebalo da svi prihvatimo celibat. Mm.
Because new babies have to be born.
nova deca se moraju rađati.
But I want to explain it a little bit more deeper.
Ali želim to malo šire objasniti. Dublje.
In spiritual life, even those who are married accept some kind of celibacy.
U duhovnom životu čak i oni koji su u braku prihvataju određenu vrstu celibata.
In other words, they will come together only with the purpose of creating children.
Drugim rečima, imaće odnos samo kada žele da rađaju decu.
Now the materialist thinks this is cruel.
Materialisti misle to je okrutno.
Then why marry at all?
Onda zašto se uopšte ženiti?
Then I become celibate.
Onda ću slediti celibat.
But he does not know what is the enjoyment of spiritual life.
Ali on ne zna šta je uživanje u duhovnom životu.
It is described that the sexual pleasure is only a dim reflection of the spiritual ecstasy.
Opisano je da je seksualno zadovoljstvo samo bledi odraz duhovne ekstaze.
It lasts for a little amount of time.
Traje kratko vremena.
3 minutes, or I don't know. And is not ever increasing.
Traje 3 minute ili ne znam tačno koliko i nije tako zadovoljstvo koje se stalno povećava.
As the power of your senses dwindles when you get older, the ecstasy is becoming painful.
Kako snaga vaših čula se smanjuje, kako postajete stariji, onda ta ekstaza postaje bolna.
That is natural, because a reflection has never the same qualities as the original.
To je prirodno, jer refleksija ili odraz nikad nema isti kvalitet kao izvorna stvar.
So, in Krishna consciousness, when the husband and wife come together to create a child, it is a very elevating experience.
Kada su žena i muž zajedno da bi imali dete u svetosti Krišne, to je vrlo to je iskustvo koje uzdiže.
They first are advised to purify their consciousness from exploitative lust by chanting mantras.
Prvo im se savjetuje da pročiste svoju svjesnost od iskorištavajuće požude tako što mantraju mantre.
And then when they are at the time of intercourse, they are in high spirits.
U vrijeme odnosa imaju
intercourse.
High spirits. Njihova svijest je na visokom nivou.
And as a result, great souls are attracted.
I rezultat toga je da su privučene velike duše.
Svetis take birth.
Sveci se rađaju.
Yes, not like in the modern times where all these disturbed individuals take birth.
ne kao kao u savremeno doba gdje se rađaju sve te uznemirene individue.
And the parents are very happy in Krishna consciousness when they help a great soul to take birth.
I to su poremećene individue. Roditelji su jako srećni kada pomognu da se velika duša rodi.
So it's something else than just submitting to the influence of lust.
Znači to je nešto što se razlikuje od samo predavanja utjecaju požude.
Now we might ask, but why make it an either or thing? Why celibacy on the one hand and this Krishna conscious marriage on the one hand and on the other hand material life?
Ali mi možemo pitati zašto stavljamo na jednu stranu celibat i porodični život svjestan Krišne, a na drugu stranu materijalni život?
Isn't that a little immature, naive? I mean, wouldn't this be like black and white? There's gray, there are many shades of gray in between.
Zar nije to malo naivno? To je kao crno-bela razlikovanje. Zar nema puno nijansi sivog između?
Yeah, nijansi, yes, so many nijansi. The thing is that sexual pleasures are based on an illusion.
Radi se o tome da se seksualna zadovoljstva zasnivaju na iluziji.
Therefore, in Krishna conscious marriage, the subject is not so much sex, it is more to help svetis to come.
U braku svjesnom Krišne stoga nije glavna stvar seks, već da se pomogne da se rode sveci.
Because we are not this body.
Jer mi nismo ovo telo.
There was once a saint who hated this illusion that those parts which are used to get out the highly poisonous urine and stool, that they should be the pleasure grounds of the conditioned souls. He hated this.
Jedan mudrac je mrzao tu činjenicu da donji delovi tela koji se koriste za izbacivanje mokraće i izmeta da se koriste za postizanje zadovoljstva.
His idea was, why has Maya made such a sarcastic joke?
On je rekao, zašto je Maya napravila tako sarkastičnu šalu?
He was very angry at the creator.
Bio je vrlo ljut na kreatora.
Why have you put people so much in illusion?
Zašto si stavio tako puno ljude u iluziju?
These parts are used for getting out the toxins.
Ovi delovi služe za izbacivanje otrovnih supstanci.
And by his mystic power, this is Saint Vishvamitra. He's a very extraordinary character. He arranged that babes are born from trees. They grow on trees like this. He didn't like it.
To je bio jogi Vishvamitra, koji je vrlo posebna osoba. I on je promenio to, uredio je da se bebe rađaju na drvetu kao plodovi.
See, the reason we have a psychological covering that we think this is wonderful. Conditioning.
Mi smo psihološki uslovljeni pa mislimo da je to divno.
There was another point I wanted to present to your attention. Now I know these words You have to be very careful to speak like this in the public.
Moramo biti jako pažljivi kada govorimo takve stvari javno.
Because it will not be possible for people who have no spiritual experience to understand what you are saying.
Jer ljudi koji nemaju duhovno iskustvo neće moći uopšte da shvate to što govorite.
They will become offensive even.
Postaću uvredljivi.
I once, because it is known to some of my friends in Germany that I'm very outspoken on this, I was invited to give an interview in a paper which had which was like a yuppie magazine for modern people.
Outspoken.
Outspoken means very strong words.
Pošto su čuli da ja vrlo oštro govorim o tim stvarima, onda su me pozvali da za jedan omladinski časopis dam intervju.
So I made the title like this.
Ja sam ovakav naslov napravio.
Celibacy.
Celibat.
Exquisite torture. Exquisito.
Exquisite. Exquisite. Sad po pozitiv.
Extraordinary torture, you can also
neobična say. Tortura.
Or path to highest ecstasy.
Ili put do najviših ekstaza. Najviše ekstaze.
I spoke very heavy.
I onda sam govorio vrlo oštro.
And it was a scandal.
I to je postao skandal.
See, the reason why we speak like this is like this. It is seen in psychology that if more than one senses becomes engaged in one activity, you tend to be very absorbed.
U psihologiji je poznato da ako više od jednog čula je angažovano u nekoj delatnosti, onda osoba je sklona tome da postane jako zaokupljena.
Therefore, in cultured families who know how to enjoy good, when they eat, they also engage another sense, the sense of hearing, by having a nice musical performance.
U kulturnim porodicama, kada jedu, oni također i puste muziku, tako da bi i drugo čulo uživalo, čulo sluha.
Or we have experience with different medias and we like very much multivision.
Mi imamo iskustvo sa različitim medijima i volimo multiviziju.
Where we can engage the senses of the audience completely.
Gde možemo potpuno angažovati čula publike.
Because then they are completely absorbed.
Jer onda su potpuno zaokupljeni.
Because you're an actor, I will give you the example of Peter Brook's Mahabharata. There were smells on the stage, colors, everything for the senses.
Režiser Mahabharata Peter Brooks je napravio da u predstavi Mahabharata ima mirisa, boja na sceni, sve za čula.
So that everyone would be very absorbed.
Tako da bi svi bili jako zaokupljeni.
So this is what is also done in sexuality.
To se također radi u seksualnosti.
One is completely absorbed into it because in no other activity are all the senses engaged simultaneously.
Osoba je potpuno zaokupljena s tim jer ni u jednoj drugoj delatnosti nisu sva čula angažovana istovremeno.
It can become someone who does it, for him it becomes a very great subject matter.
Onaj ko to radi, za njega to postane veoma važna stvar.
So, but again I want to say it only makes sense when you have a higher taste.
Ali još jednom moram reći da to ima smisla samo kada imate viši ukus.
I always feel very bad, you know, in just talking about the disadvantages of one material activity.
Ja se loša osjećam kada govorim samo o nepovoljnim stranama materijalnih delatnosti.
Because negation is no life.
Jer negacija nema u sebi života.
You can say, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, it's very bad, very bad. But then, what do you want? What do you do?
Možete reći, ne dopada mi se ovo, neću ono i tome slično, ali onda neko može pitati, a šta hoćeš, šta radiš?
This was the failure of the Greens, Green political party in Germany. They had many things to criticize, but no good plans how to do it better, and therefore they are out of parliament now.
To je bio neuspeh Zelene političke partije u Njemačkoj, oni su puno stvari kritikovali, ali nisu nisu imali alternativu i zato su sada izbačeni iz parlamenta.
So in Krishna consciousness there is a positive alternative to spiritual life.
U svjesnosti Krishne postoji pozitivna alternativa duhovni život.
And therefore great saints who in their past were even kings with the opportunity for much sense gratification with they have taken to the path of celibacy.
I zato su veliki kraljevi koji su u svojoj prošlosti imali puno prilike za čulno uživanje, oni su prihvatili put celibata.
As to control all the energies for this sublime goal.
Da bi kontrolisali sve svoje energije radi ovog uzvišenog cilja.
And I want to end this answer by telling, bringing to our attention the rules of any yoga path which is serious to reach a higher reality than material life.
Želim da završim ovaj odgovor sa navođenjem pravila koja su važna za bilo koju osobu koja je ozbiljna da napreduje u bilo kom procesu joge.
These rules, I've made a little research, they come up in any tradition.
Ova pravila se pojavljuju u svakoj tradiciji. Ja sam malo vršio istraživanje.
And I will quote is, what I will quote today is a it's coming from the Ashtanga yoga. It's not the Bhakti yoga tradition.
Danas ću navesti pravila koja iz Ashtanga yoga, a ne iz tradicije Bhakti yoga.
I only hope I find it.
Nadam se da ću pronaći.
An ocean of notes. But where is what we... Here!
Okay,
everything is here. So, there's yam and niyam.
Postoje yama i niyama.
Yam refers to the five restraints. No, for the five things you should do.
Yama se odnosi na pet stvari koje bi trebalo raditi.
And niyam, the five things you should not do.
A niyama, na pet stvari koje ne bi trebali raditi.
No eating of... let's start with... yes. Let's start with the don'ts, huh?
Da započnemo sa zabranama.
This is niyam.
To je niyama.
Non-violence.
Nenasilje.
Truthfulness,
istinoljubivost,
no stealing,
ne krasti,
and non-possessiveness,
ne biti posesivan,
and then brahmacharya, this is no illicit sex.
I brahmacharya, to znači nemati nezakoniti seks.
What is illicit sex was explained, this adventure, so that a svetac takes birth.
Objasnili smo što znači zakoniti seks, to je avantura koja dovodi do toga da se rodi svetac.
The five do's.
Pet dozvoljenih stvari.
Purity.
Čistoća.
Satisfaction of the mind.
Zadovoljstvo uma.
Tapasya.
Strogost.
This means strogost, yes. Svadhaya. This means study.
Svadhaya znači proučavanje.
Of the scriptures.
Spisa, svetih spisa.
And finally, Ishvara Pranidhan. That is maintaining a mentality of surrender to the Supreme.
I na kraju održavati mentalitet ili stav predavanja prema gospodinu.
So, I have taken a lot of time to answer your question. I've also put other points in it for the audience to hear.
Potrošio sam puno vremena da bi ti odgovorio na pitanje, ali sam dodao i druge poente da bi publika čula. Slušali su.
Olika. Here are two Maharajis from Ljubljana. Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
When is Prasadam?
Kada će prasada?
Soon.
Uskoro.
So thank you very much. One thing I want to invite you, if possible, to come to the program this evening. When does it actually start? I've heard many things.
6 o'clock.
For sure. Yes.
Želeo bih da vas pozovem na večerašnji program koji počinje u 6 sati.
Today I want to speak about mystical yogis.
Danas sam htio da govorim o mističnim jogima.
Because the Yugoslavian public likes to hear very much about mystical things.
Jer jugoslovenska publika, čuo sam, jako voli da sluša o mističnim stvarima.
But I will also speak on Krishna consciousness.
Ali ću također govoriti o svesnosti Krišne.
It's more important.
To je važnije.
Good. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Dobro, puno hvala.